My name is Brenda Mayette, and we're in Cranston, Rhode Island.
My name is Eddie Mayette.
We're sitting in the Mayette's living room. Brenda Mayette is retired. Her son, Eddie, has Down syndrome.
I am 46 years old. I have a big, large family. And I'm also a Red Sox fan, a Pacers fan.
This big sports fan has dreams of having his own family someday.
If I have somebody in my life, I will take care of her, and I would love to be a parent to one of my kids someday.
With Down syndrome and nearing age 50, Mayette has more than a 50% chance of developing Alzheimer's disease. His mother, Brenda, like some other parents of children with Down syndrome I spoke with, wasn't aware of that risk.
I'm very surprised about it, but I understand it when I read about it. And like everything else in life, you face it when you get to it.
But if Eddie were to develop Alzheimer's, would his family find the resources he needs to take care of him? Resources like specialized housing or nursing care. His mother says it might not be a problem.
So fortunately for us, there is a large family. And so he will have some place for the rest of his life. He won't be hunting and searching and making new surroundings.
Brenda Mayette says that takes care of what she thinks would be the biggest issue for most with Down syndrome, housing.
Very difficult to find. I thought that by the time my husband and I reached our 60s, he would be in a nice place where he could be with folks that he enjoyed, and not just his own family, but the opportunities that are out there I would not even consider.
In general, nursing homes could care for people with Alzheimer's and Down syndrome, according to an industry expert, or group homes could be made safer to cater to residents with both conditions. But the issue is capacity. Brian Scottco is a young, outgoing medical geneticist at Massachusetts General Hospital. He says there's an urgency to tackle the problem because people with Down syndrome have gone from an average life expectancy of just 5 years old in 1950 to nearly 60 years old today.
I think there's a deep urgency in America as well, because what we learn from people with Down syndrome, I think, will benefit all of us.
That's because of a genetic link between Down syndrome and Alzheimer's, Scottco explains.
When someone has Down syndrome, they have three copies of chromosome 21. And we have 25,000 genes in our body scattered throughout those chromosomes. But on chromosome 21, there's an important gene called the APP gene. You and I have two copies of that, but people with Down syndrome having three copies of chromosome 21 have three copies of the APP gene. What does the APP gene do? It encodes beta amyloid plaques that could lead to Alzheimer's.
Those plaques are the telltale sign of Alzheimer's, choking the brain little by little. In typical people, it's the start of a terrible decline in cognition, behavior, a slow theft of memory and ability. In people with Down syndrome, it's just as devastating, but the disease looks a little different. Scottco says it usually starts with a change in behavior.
So people with Down syndrome start with an intellectual disability. And when the Alzheimer's come, that intellectual disability could start to decrease, compound, or fog things that are already there. So oftentimes on a family, it could be even more challenging to take care of someone with Down syndrome and Alzheimer's.
Scottco is on a mission to stop Alzheimer's disease in people with Down syndrome for a very personal reason.
So my sister, Kristen, who has Down syndrome, is certainly a life coach for me. She loves her life, she loves what she's doing, and she has a full and robust set of activities every day. And it's because of her I do what I do. But she's also 36, and I know as a medical provider that Alzheimer's disease is knocking on that door. And I hope it doesn't settle for Kristen, but there's a real urgency when I walk through the doors of MGH. I want to make sure we're doing everything we can to investigate and try to come up with something to prevent Alzheimer's from setting in Kristen and so many other of her friends.
So what can families do if they notice a change in behavior in a person with Down syndrome? Scottco says get it checked out.
We feel it's very important that an adult with Down syndrome get a good quality evaluation with a medical provider who knows what to look for Alzheimer's. Because sometimes families say, oh, their behaviors are changing, or oh, their cognition is slipping, but it could be other medical conditions.
He says there are some treatments that can alleviate symptoms.
So for people with Down syndrome who do have Alzheimer's disease, we want to make sure if there are any behaviors that are getting in the way of them being them. Sometimes there are medications that could help with anxiety or depression. We don't have a medication that goes to the heart and soul and reverses or erases the Alzheimer's disease.
That's the goal for everyone. But Scottco says that because the genetics of the disease are more transparent in people with Down syndrome, they may hold the key to achieving that goal. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.